Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, May 28th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
it's warning that even in a best case scenario, Ireland will not meet its 2030 climate targets.
Ireland's emissions targets fall further off course and record levels being treated for drugs problems. Plus, we've all done the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, progress is significantly off track for our 2030 climate targets, according to a new report from the Environmental Protection Agency. It's warning Ireland is set to exceed emissions goals in nearly every sector. News Talk's Jessica Woodlock reports.
Today's EPA report paints a worrying forecast for Ireland's greenhouse gas emissions. Last year, it predicted Ireland could achieve a 29% reduction in emissions by 2030 if policies were fully implemented. This year, that has dropped to just 23%. This is against a government national target of 51%, which now seems increasingly unlikely to be met. The EPA is urging full implementation of current environmental policies. However, it's warning that even in a best-case scenario, Ireland will not meet its 2030 climate targets.
Over 13,000 people sought help for problem drug use last year. New figures from the Health Research Board show it's the highest annual number recorded to date and an increase of 191 cases compared to 2023. Cocaine is the most common drug, accounting for 40% of all drug treatment cases. It's a 7% increase on the figure for 2023. Dr. Susie Lyons, senior researcher at the HRB, says there's an increase in state-funded cocaine treatment places available.
What we do see is that there's been a year-on-year increase in the number of cases treated for problem cocaine use. The reason for this is there's been an increase in the number of state-funded cocaine treatment places available. So while it's good news that people are seeking treatment, it also reflects the widespread prevalence of cocaine use in the general population.
At least 40% more inpatient beds will be needed in hospitals by 2040. A new ESRI study suggests an additional 4,400 to 6,800 beds are needed to provide enough care for the growing population. Emergency department attendances are projected to grow from 1.6 million to around 2.1 million by 2040. Aoife Brick from the ESRI says an ageing population will cause challenges for the future health service.
Our population is expected to grow by between 600,000 and 1 million people by 2040. But more importantly, is we also have an ageing population. So at the moment, about 1 in 7 people are over 65. And by 2040, that'll be closer to 1 in 5.
The Health Minister wants answers from Children's Health Ireland after allegations surrounding payments from the National Treatment Purchase Fund to a consultant. An unpublished internal report found the consultant was paid allegedly more than €35,000 to treat patients privately. It's thought it was part of a scheme to reduce waiting times in the public health system and is the latest scandal affecting CHI. In the Dáil last night, Health Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill said she's pushing for answers from all involved.
I wrote to the Board of CHI requesting a full response to the report. I wrote a detailed letter asking specific questions and I reserve my right to write further letters. I do need to now receive this response, but on receipt of that response, my officials will follow up to address outstanding risks and concerns where they still exist.
Senior members of the RTE board will appear before the Oireachtas Media Committee this afternoon. The broadcaster says it's taken a wide range of meaningful actions to address governance and finance issues since it last appeared in Leinster House. However, today's meeting is expected to be dominated by questions around a €3.6 million write-down for a partly failed IT system. Chair of the committee, Labour's Alan Kelly, says RTE has serious questions to answer about this latest controversy.
I have no comprehension whatsoever why RTE didn't tell us about this 2 years ago. Even less comprehension as to why the department didn't tell us about this 2 years ago. I'm going to be asking those questions of the RTE board, of the executive, and of the Department of Media. This is a larger amount of money lost than the Ryan Tuberty saga and the whole issue in relation to Tyshaw the Musical.
Detectives are continuing to trawl through CCTV and take witness statements after a car drove into crowds at Liverpool's trophy parade on Monday. 65 people are known to have been injured while celebrating in the city centre. A 53-year-old man is still being questioned on suspicion of attempted murder and drug driving. David McClelland was there and saw people trying to stop the car. He says there are plenty of questions which need answering.
In that moment, like, we thought, why are vehicles allowed, we're allowed to come down such a busy area anyway, especially on the day of the parade, where tens of thousands would have been celebrating anyway. The mood quickly changed from one of celebration to one of panic.
The Trump administration has ordered US embassies to pause new visa interviews for foreign students. The US Secretary of State plans to issue updated guidance on social media vetting of student and exchange visitor applicants after a review is completed. It means the popular J-1, which benefits around 5,000 Irish students every summer, could be in trouble. A court has heard rapper Diddy kidnapped a former assistant at gunpoint to confront his rival Kid Cudi. Ex-aide Capricorn Clark worked for Sean Combs for several years and gave evidence on the 10th day of his sex trafficking trial. Diddy's accused of subjecting his former partner Cassie and others to physical, sexual and emotional abuse. He's pleaded not guilty to all charges. And in sport, in soccer, Real Betis and Chelsea will do battle in the Conference League final tonight. The Blues are looking to become the first club to win all major European trophies, while the Spanish side arrive in Poland in search of a first piece of European silverware. Betis boss Manuel Pellegrini says Chelsea have got the bigger budget, but they're not favourites to win.
Their budget's a little bit more than ours, but I think that both teams will have exactly the same chance to win the game tomorrow in 90 minutes in a game. Everyone can win. It depends on the performance of the players. We have a player with a lot of experience also, and we will be absolutely convinced from the first minute that we are going to start to try to win the game, and in 90 minutes we'll see which team play better.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.